want to, before we sing the hymn, just mention there's a verse that I think of often in Psalm 119. It's verse 18. And it reads like this. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. It hit me this morning that we need God's grace to open our eyes, even to behold the wonder that's in the law. Many times we think about the wonder that's in the gospel, telling about God's grace. And we certainly need God's grace to understand something about God's grace. We need God's grace working in our heart for us to begin to grasp God's grace in our mind. But we need Him to open our eyes to behold the wonder that's in the law. Somebody may say, what kind of wondrous things are in the law? The law is scary. The law is so holy and righteous and condemning of the things I've done wrong. Why would you call that wondrous? Because when we find out what the intent of the law was, it is wondrous. In Galatians chapter 3, God blesses the Apostle Paul to say, for the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Now that doesn't mean to bring you to a place where you can gain your own eternal salvation or your own everlasting life. What it means is the law showed us our need for a Savior. The law shows us our need for grace. What the gospel does is it comes out and shows us that we have a Savior. His name is Jesus of Nazareth, and that He won the victory over sin and death. And so the law shows us grace promised. And then the gospel shows us grace victorious and grace accomplished. So we ask God to open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of the law, and that God would open our eyes that we might hear wondrous things out of the gospel. If you would, let's pray together and then we'll sing hymn number 445. Dear Father in heaven, Lord God, thank you for letting some of us be gathered together today. Lord, we thank you so much for these who are met together to worship you, Lord. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. We know that in order to do that, we need your presence. Please be among us, Father. Help us to feel your nearness. Help us, O God, to indeed love you with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you, Lord, that this is now a place of peace. We pray that it would be continue to be so. Help us, Lord, not to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, but to resist Satan. And we trust in your promise that if we do so, he will flee from us. Dear Father, we beg that you would bless these that are facing illness, Lord. These little ones that are sick, these young ones. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you blessed young and old so many times when we cried out to you. Heal those that are in need of healing, Lord. Comfort those that are grieving. Provide for those that are in need. Oh God, we beg that you would open our eyes, that we would behold wondrous things out of thy law, and that you would open our hearts that we might comprehend the wonder of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, dear Father, as we move further into this service, please bless our brother Jonah. Help us to declare the things that you've revealed to him, Lord. Open our ears and our minds that we might receive thy word in a ready mind, Lord, and do those things which you would command us. For we know our Savior has taught this, if you love me, keep my commandments. Dear Lord, your commandments are not grievous. Serving you is a reasonable service. We thank you, Lord, that not only is your service reasonable, but you've given us the invitation to come and reason together with you. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Bless us, unify us under your leadership, O Lord. Please give us your Holy Spirit and your wisdom. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.